Hey Nick.
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's his number?
Three 1 5.
Okay,
9 5 2. मैं उसे डायल करूंगा।
कंफर्म।
हेलो
हेलो। या हाय रोनल्ड, सॉरी वी गॉट डिसकनेक्टेड व्हाइल आई वाज ट्राइंग टू connect Mike, but I think that we've got him online.
Hey Ron, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
All right, sir. How you doing? Sure.
So I don't know what your role is.
Okay, so for my credentials,
me, you tell me.
Yes, sir. My name is Rick. And I head the product strategy team at. Hello, Ronnie there.
I'm here.
Okay, so I head the product strategy team here at App on Radar. How you doing? How's the day coming along?
Busy. It's a Monday. It's always hectic.
All right, we'll try and make this quick for you. So tell us about it. I think you and Nick have had quite a bit of discussion on what you're looking for, and it looks like you're in the early stages of getting a mobile application up and running.
This is very early.
Sorry?
This is very early. That's why I'm sort of in the kicking tires stage of things to see where all of it shakes out, what kind of costs they're going to be associated, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
The whole
okay.
process in developing an app like this. I just
sure.
have a brainchild and
mm-hmm.
going from there.
Okay. Well, that's exactly where most ideas start. So you're at the right place is all I can tell you for now. As far as the features for the application is concerned, what kind of features do you have in mind? I mean, have you put together a kind of list or something in writing?
No, I haven't written anything down. Like I said, there's something that popped in my head, I don't know. About a month ago, I just got thinking about something. My son's a general engineer, and he doesn't have the time to commit. So I didn't think much more of it, but then I did again. So I'm like, see what it would take to actually make this happen. So I haven't really written anything down. It was just sort of I have an envisionment of it. I just haven't put it to paper yet.
Okay, sure.
But
so,
the premise of it is basically, I just did a quick Google search while I was on the phone with Nick earlier, was that Microsoft does have a patent on something similar. I don't know within the realm of intellectual properties if there's a way around it or not. So it may be dead in the water before you even start. So,
okay, so what exactly does Microsoft have a patent on?
I don't know. I don't. Compared to what I want to do, the app I want to do is create a subscription-based application where people can communicate through AI and voice cloning, vocal cloning
right.
technologies can communicate with people that have passed.
Oh, with people
of
the past,
anything
okay.
like that. People that, a grandfather, a father, a mother, something like that passed away, and, for whatever reason, as a means to help them grieve, heal, cope, whatever
okay.
the case is. where they can, different levels of subscription, either like a chat bot style where it through AI answers in similar fashion as their loved one would. Or you have another tier where it now it can communicate via text, but one, where you contact through text the one way, but it actually contacts you back, say on like a birthday or special events, things like that, where it'll actually communicate back.
I tell you what, Ron, and I've already worked on a similar project not too long ago, and unfortunately, the only reason that project actually died out was because the person who was pursuing this, my client, he passed away shortly after the app launched on the app stores. So, the first thing that your idea reminds me is my client and, the similar idea we worked upon. Even if you go on Google right now and you search up LugaBot, it's LugaBot. You're probably able to find, it's not on the app stores now. You're probably able to find an offline APK or something sitting there somewhere, but the app is not active anymore. It does exactly the same thing, by the way. So, you could create, voice clone, and you could even, using machine learning, you could even create a bot for each person in your family. And then if you go for a subscription model, you could even, clone celebrities and talk to celebrities that have passed away. For example, there's a huge fan base for Michael Jackson, right? You could, go on the application, tell the app you want to speak to Michael Jackson, and it would create, a bot for you that you can train over time with your responses.
So what you're saying, it already exists, and so marketability is shit.
Well, not really. Like I said, the app died down because the person, the client that I was working with, he himself passed away, right? So he didn't have a heir. He was, he was single. He was living in, he was actually from Zimbabwe, and he was an immigrant in the USA. So when he died, the application itself died as well because, it could not keep, there was no one to take care of it. So as of now, there's no application that does exactly the same. So your idea is still valid and it's still unique in nature. It's just that I've worked on something similar, so I know what you're talking about, but I'm pretty sure there's a twist to it and you're trying to do something probably even better or different.
Well, like I said, in the third level is where you could actually, through voice cloning, create it where, say you were having Thanksgiving dinner, you could actually call it up, put it on speaker, and it could be like a virtual presence during the holiday dinner or, birthday party or something like that.
Great idea. And, you could also have more like a memory space in there where you could, you could even upload pictures of some memories that you have from the past, and even these could be recalled. For example, you upload a picture, tell the app it's a Thanksgiving dinner picture. Now, every Thanksgiving, it would, pull up a picture from that record and show you a picture from, one of the past occasions as a reminder of the other person. I understand the gist of the idea. Now, this involves machine learning and this involves AI, like you mentioned, like you're already aware.
Mm-hmm.
What is your objective with trying to pursue this? Is it just the marketability, or is there some sort of personal objective with this as well?
I don't necessarily have a personal objective. I just know people that it would probably actually help. I know people that are grieving. They're survivor's guilt. And I just want to say that it's something that I could see, it may be prolonging the guilt, but it may be a softer landing for some.
Right.
Until they can actually reach a point where they can finally cope with the loss. It may allow them closure. You know, it's just that's my side of it, my thoughts behind it.
Of
But
course,
just
yeah.
be, you know, like I said, it's almost like a concierge service where, you know, like I said, through the vocal cloning, because I know they've got that now.
Yeah.
If people have like recorded messages to help learn it and tweak it, and you know, there'd have to be like a almost like a psychological questionnaire so that you can help the AI learn the personality of the individual. So if the
Sure, machine
individual, you
learning,
know,
yeah.
so if the responses were more, you know, more
Personalized.
individualized to the way a
Sure.
person would create, you know, whether it be just nicknames or the mannerisms, or, you know, you have some people that are stoic, you have some people that crack jokes at everything,
No.
but like the answers not only with the vocal but in just the persona would be more on par with the person themselves.
Sure, yeah, and all that is, you know, even if there was an app out there, although according to my last research on this, you know, project that I was working on, we usually do, you know, a market research and industry research to make sure the idea is viable. And the last time we did it, the only reason why the client moved forward with this idea was there was nothing close to this application and the idea and the concept. And even if there was, you know, these technologies, for example, voice cloning, until about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they were in their, you know, in their most infancy stages, and there was the technology was still being developed by some of the largest, you know, IT companies. You know, as far as I know,
Well, like
Alphabet
I
is
said,
still.
I know Microsoft's got a patent on something similar, and I forwarded that article off earlier, and 'cause I haven't had a chance to review it yet, but like I said, I'm literally kicking the tires, so I'm trying to understand the magnitude of what it would take to get something like this launched. Obviously, there's development dollars, things like that, and trying to see how much all or what parts you guys would take on and what parts I would still have to fill in. And like I
Well,
said,
the way,
obviously
yeah.
the dynamics of the cost, obviously the nothing is free.
Sure. So, you know, unless you have an expertise with something, like let's say you tell us you could do designs or you were a UI UX designer, you could take that portion and we could do the development, deployment, and the discovery of the idea, which is the utmost important for you. But I think in this case, and how we usually prefer, is that, you know, we take care of it for you from start to the end. Your role within this would be equally important in the sense of a collaboration whereby we would need your feedback and your approval at each step of the process. So how we work essentially is what we're having right now is a pre-onboarding discovery session whereby, you know, we try and get into or say dive deeper into the idea as much as, you know, what it would allow us to get to a fixed cost and a fixed timeline, right? That's the sole objective, you know, of the pre-onboarding discovery based upon the high level features and, you know, functions that you need within the application. Now, as long as we can get to that and we can agree to, a basic set of features, a price and a timeline, and we can sign you up. After that begins the post-onboarding discovery, whereby, you know, once we have the team assigned to your project, myself, the developers, designers, the project managers, we come together once again, and over the span of a week or two, we jot down the idea to, you know, to its bone, each of these features, and then we move into the design. You know, we design each of the screens of the application, the color scheme, the iconography, the overall look and feel, and now you can start to see each of the screens and, you know, how that's going to look like in the application, albeit it's just going to be static screens designed and not developed. Next comes the development, the front end, back end development. I'll go to the into that detail a little later, but then comes
I lose you?
you still there?
Oh, there you are. There you are. Yeah, I lost you there for a second.
Okay, I think you lost me on the on the development part. So I think you heard me until the design of the application, right?
Yeah.
So
Can you
yeah,
hold on
so
1 second? Hold on.
sure.
Hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
You there?
Yeah, I'm still here. We're still here.
All right, apologies. Yep, apologies.
Are you good?
So,
So, yeah.
obviously, let's talk nuts and bolts. What am I paying? What's it get me?
Well, the cost totally depends upon the features. I mean, whatever I've figured out so far, which is quite high level, you should not be expecting anything less than, I would say, about $40,000, given that you work with an onshore development company. Regardless of whether you work with us or any other reputable company, given that, of course, they're reputable and they are actually there to deliver the project and they're onshore, $40,000 is going to be the one-time cost. And that's, again, high level, minimal that I'm quoting you. And this includes everything from discovery, design, development, until deployment and
Yeah,
submission to
because
the
I
App
mean,
Store.
well, I know we'll save a lot of money on what do you call it, graphics, because that's minimal. Because most of
Right,
it's going to
yeah.
be textile, and maybe somewhere down the road develop modeling and 3D imagery and AI generated imagery from photos, that kind of thing. That may be somewhere down the road, but that's a ways down the road
Right, so
versus
right now what
this is
I'm
something.
this quotation that I gave you includes the designs, which I understand would be for a chatbot development, the screens, the number of screens you need are fewer generally, so that's taken into consideration. But this the major portion of this cost goes towards the machine learning and the artificial intelligence, the voice cloning technology that you need within the application, right? So that's where the major
Now,
chunk of the.
will you guys be developing a questionnaire for personality development, or how would that come in?
Well, so how we did this with Luga, and I think it's going to be pretty much relevant even now as well, is that rather than having a questionnaire like a text field, what happens is when you onboard a user, the bot is going to ask you some questions. It's going to ask you, first of all, who do you want to clone, right? Or who are you missing? Or who do you want to talk to? Now, when you say my grandpa, they'll ask you, what was their good name, right? Then they ask you, if you were going for an avatar, face masking technology, then they would ask you to upload the best picture you have of them on your phone. And once you do that, it's going to show you, a caricature, or say a couple caricatures that you could select from, and then it would ask you questions about the preferences and the likings and, closed-ended questions that allow the specific algorithm that's built using machine learning to identify and, create a persona, a personalized persona for each of the persons using these questions. So that's how the question and answer takes place. But yes, essentially you're on the right track. There will be a questionnaire, albeit it's going to be a communication between the bot and the user. And that's how you train the bot into a person's persona.
Okay. Yeah, so I didn't know of like, I know because I've heard with like the vocal cloning, there's a certain phrase that they want with preferable. But otherwise, you need, certain period of vocal pattern, certain amount of speech in order to create it. I mean, you can fine-tune it and tweak it, but off of simple stuff, but.
Right, there's a lot of technical details
So
with something like this.
is that turnkey? Is that turnkey price?
Well, I would rather say yes, it is. And probably the best
But
price
you don't know.
you would safely get from anyone in the market, of course, given that they're onshore and they're reputable.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I'm saying, is this something where we're going to work based on a retainer idea and then hours billed? Or what's the
Okay,
function?
so sure. So how we work is we strictly work for hire. So this price is going to be a one-time fee for everything that we discussed so far, including a 3 month maintenance retainer that's more like a warranty we offer that begins on the first day of deployment. What happens after this contract has elapsed is that you can retain us on an optional basis. You could retain us to maintain the application for you in the future as well on a 6 month or a year commitment contract. So the first contract is going to be fixed price model. It's going to be strictly work for hire. So 100% of the proprietary rights belong to you, including any kind of patents you want to get. If you want to, copyright the source code, which is quite popular these days with the applications industry, to make sure no one else can copy your idea, and at least the code base of the application. The design is going to be yours, the UI and the UX. So we strictly work for hire.
Does filing of all that included in this price?
No, sir, it isn't. So that is going to be through an IP attorney or law firm, right? So we don't offer those services, and that's not included within this price. The design, development, deployment is all included, not the legal, ancillary.
So can you do me a favor? Because I got to try and wrap my head around this.
Sure.
Do you have something that you can put together that describes out all the parts that you do fill in for this price? And can you get that to me in an email so I can have a chance to swallow it? I mean, I'm not just going to authorize $40,000 today
We're not expecting you to do it today, so don't
Yeah.
worry about it. We will, the first step from here is that we document the idea and we submit to you a scope of work document that's going to bring all the features together in writing, and that's going to serve as a drawing table for us to build upon the idea before we can give you a final price, before we can give you a final cost, and before we can sign you up.
Okay. Yeah, just like I said, I'm just trying to. We got so many things that this went literally like in hyperdrive. It was a matter of me just thinking about it to going to here. So
I tell you
I,
what,
like
Ron.
I said, the most.
Ron, here's the
Go ahead.
deal. It's a great idea. That's the first thing I can tell you. You know that there's some, enterprise validation towards the idea as well, given that Microsoft was trying to pursue something similar. And the reason they failed, you wouldn't believe it. The reason they failed is because it conflicted the interest of the stakeholders, the shareholders in the Microsoft umbrella, and therefore a stay order from the court was taken over this technology. Because if this technology was revealed, this would actually, disrupt the other products that Microsoft has within its basket.
No,
Can you
and that's
believe it?
fine. I'm not denying any of that. Like I said, I briefly read the article today. And like I said, I know Korea is developing one, and there's another one in the UK right now. So I would
There's
have been absolutely
two.
amazed if nobody had thought about it. But like I
Yes,
said,
there's.
I've got to wrap my head around it a little bit.
Of course. Yes,
Because
sir.
I'm not a techie. I'm 52 years old, so you know what I mean. Some of this I have to do web search for terminology sometimes. I'm a construction engineer, not a electronics engineer, so there's some of the stuff that I'm have to wrap. It takes me a little bit more to wrap my head around.
Sweet. Okay. Now that's totally understandable. And like I said, it's not a one day process. And we'd appreciate if you do your due diligence, you wrap your head around the idea. We'll try and serve you enough documentation for you to be able to understand what we are going to do and what kind of involvement would be required from your side. It's pretty much us that do it for you, but then, like I said, it's a collaboration. So we don't take an order today and get back to you
Yeah.
4 months later, tell you it's all done and that we could go live. It's going to be a step-by-step process with you in collaboration.
No, and I get that part of it. I just, like it says, I just, if you get something to me so I can sit down, take a moment, because I'm, doing it on the phone, I'm not going to absorb it right now. I need a quiet space. That's why everything that you want to propose to me, if you could put that and email it to me, and then even tomorrow, when I'm sitting in my office, I spent half my day traveling today. I'm checked into the hotel. I'm trying to unwind a little bit, so that's why this way I can look at it tomorrow and sit down and absorb some of this.
I totally appreciate it.
Even though technology flies at the speed I don't, believe me.
No,
I'm willing
nobody
to go a
does.
little slower.
No, like nobody does. If we talk about before at the gate, okay, we never knew that smartphones would be this smart that they will be able to control televisions, ACs, and everything. Okay, so everything's going up forth. And if we talk about something very related to your application idea, it's like the AR/VR model. Since the application that we will be creating, that is scalable, so.
I lost out on $140 million because I believe more in cell phones and I forgot about the technology gap. So that's a whole other story. But
Okay,
that
that
decision
sounds
cost me
interesting. I mean,
$140 million. So, well, there was a period of time, when cell phones first came out, I knew that we would reach a point where we are now with them. Not necessarily to the extent they are, but I knew that they would become commonplace.
Right.
There in between, between their first launch and development, when it was still in a big bag like a satchel, to what you have now. There was a good 10-year window in the beginning to make it a price point issue. And, everybody was using pay phones. Well, I had a chance to buy 10% of Spree calling cards. They made prepaid calling cards that you could use for long-distance phone calls and phone calls on pay phones without needing to carry a pocket full of change.
So is that
I
before
was
the
approached,
pager
I was
phones
like,
or is that after the pager phones?
it was after pagers, but it was
Okay.
cell phones had just been created. Cell phones were just starting to, basically only the wealthy had cell phones. This was back when cell phones were $1.50 a minute for a phone call, but pay phones were still the predominant way that most people communicated, but you still had long distance service. So
You're
calling me
probably
40
talking about
miles
the early
away was a
90s,
long
I
distance
guess.
phone call. Yes, I am.
Right, yeah.
And so I had a chance to buy Spree calling card, 10% fake, and it would have been worth over $140 million for me if I had
Wow.
taken it, but I didn't. So,
Shoo, okay. That was steep.
but yeah, I lost billions because of Bitcoin too, but that's a whole nother conversation. So this one is one of
Wow.
those that, I'm not dumb to the whole system. It's just I want to sit down when I can actually focus is what I'm looking at. So
Okay. Sure. So,
that's what I'm saying is get me something that outlines it, and I'm not going to hold you to a firm price,
sure.
but just get me an outline of the services and where you guys would fit in the development of this and what parts of it you may not, you know what I mean? And let me sit down, absorb
Yeah.
it so I can see what the whole package is going to look like.
Okay.
And so I can
Okay.
determine how much time I'm going to have to commit and things of that nature. You know,
I
if we
got you.
include like
Okay.
a ballpark, you know, since you already have some experience with the what I'm looking for, you may have a better idea of, you know, what kind of timeline even all this would need to transpire in. So that'll give me an idea of, you know, capitalization, things of that nature.
Right, of course we will. So I think the next step from here is that we go ahead and prepare a scope of work document for you, as we call it. More like a proposal document that's going to outline all the features and you know, all the technical stuff with this project. And along with that comes you know, that's how we ascertain, or we kind of crunch the final, at least the more informed ballpark with the cost and the timeline as well. And hopefully by the time we have this document ready and we get to discuss it, you and us, that's when we'll be able to, you know, I think we'd be a lot more closer to finally putting this in shape and, you know, getting this probably, hopefully getting this started. So we will work on this document.
Yeah, well, that's on me. I know I gotta fine tune some of my thoughts too, so that's why it'll help me direct all of it. That's why we start there and let me get everything wrapped into it all at once.
So what sort of timeline are you looking at, Ron? I mean, say.
I don't have one set. I
Okay.
don't have a set timeline. You know, like I said, this is just one of those things. It's to me, it's a side project.
And probably even something that you may or may
Know,
not pursue going forward.
yeah, I can't say 100%. I mean, I'm going to talk to a couple people because I've got a lot of things. You know, I just got somebody out of college, stuff like that. So I got to look at capitalization. I got a couple people I know that, you know, I can make a phone call to, but I want to
Right.
see what the missing pieces would be too, because I don't want to go in saying, thinking that 40,000 is going to get me to market and then find out that, you know, the 40K and, yep, now I'm going to need another 25K to do this. So I want to make sure all my ducks are in a row before I, you know, jump in the water.
Now that makes perfect sense. And you know, so I think two major takeaways for you from this call, if nothing else, is that A, this has a bit of an enterprise validation. The idea, the concept has a validation to it. And since you know now that Microsoft was trying to work on it, it is something that, you know, that check marks or checks out a lot of things, you know, that you need to identify before you get into something, A. And then B, like I mentioned to you, at least until 2 years ago, there was not an application that would do something similar. And that means there is a vacuum that you can actually exploit, and you know, you've already identified it. It's just about, you know, the idea is,
Yeah.
you know, there's nothing like inventing the wheel here, right? It's all about the idea and then more importantly about the execution. So that kind of makes time to market
Well, and that's the other
efficient.
thing. I don't, you know, when I say I don't have a timeline, I know it's not something I want to sit on because it'll be, you know, one of those things where someone else will come up and fill the void. But it's one of those that it's, you know, I've got multiple irons in the fire, including
Right,
possibly
right.
starting a book. So, you know, it's one of those. So, but I need to be able to focus. So what I'm asking from you is, okay, give me the scope of services. Let me review it. My son is in the industry as well. So I'm going to have him just take a quick look to make sure, you know, let me know of any areas that I may not be thinking of or knowing of that will still need to be fulfilled somewhere by somebody. You know,
Okay.
whether it be marketing, whether it be, you know, hosting, you know, things of that nature, because obviously there's going to be a hosting part to this
That's
down the
right.
road too,
That's
because
right.
so there's all these features and things like that that I want to try and get it all together so I can try to develop a game plan, because I'm also in the middle of developing a charity for veterans, so I've got a lot of irons in the fire.
I see. Okay. So
So
I think, Ron,
I
what
respect the fact that you are trying to come, you know, you guys probably work on a commission sales, and I get all of that. I did that for years too. I'm not strange to that.
Okay, and do
I
you
don't
feel like
have a
I was being
problem with
salesy
you guys
here?
being the marker. No, but I know the reality of it. You don't make shit unless I buy something, so I know
Nah, yeah,
your end
it's
goal.
actually opposite of the reality here. So I don't happen to be a salesperson, neither do I want to come across as one. But like I mentioned to you, I mean, we're not looking for you to sign up today or even in the week or not even in a month if that's not comfortable with you. The idea here is that we'll build up on the idea with you, and together with you, we'll try and discover the idea in detail, and we'll try and be helpful as much as we can, if nothing else.
Yeah, and like I said, I respect your guys' time too. I don't want to just, blow smoke up your ass either.
I
I'm sure, you
appreciate it.
guys have a lot of things you can accomplish on a daily basis, and I'm fast in thought, quick in movement, and let's get an idea together. We all go do our part and then get back together. So, I'm not guy hating what I do is I hate meetings for meetings. I don't like having meetings for meetings' sake. If it doesn't have a purpose, I'd rather not do it. So my purpose right now is just understanding what parts of this you guys would be able to fulfill, and then me learning what parts would still need to be fulfilled. And then I can get a full idea and scope in my head of what it's going to take and what it's going to cost. And if I have to approach other investors, then I have a more solid number to go at from there too.
Well, I think that sounds like a
Because
plan,
I have
so.
some investors, I have some investors that would just $40,000 isn't even enough for them to get a phone call on. They wouldn't even waste their time on it. So then I have others. So I just got to see where we're looking all the way around.
Well, then I'm hoping you wouldn't have any financial
Like I
issues from
said,
here, going forward.
me either, but I also have four kids and an ex-wife, so anything's a fucking possibility. But no,
Okay, sweet.
today's a travel day. I am beat. I'm exhausted. So forward me that. I'm gonna look it over. I will definitely be back to you. Leave me contacts, obviously.
Okay.
I will get back to you one way or another by the end of the week because I'm actually going to be vacationing next week. So we will get back together another day this week before the end of it and
Right,
see
so
where
now
we
that you
go from
mentioned
there.
that, sure. So now that you mentioned that, and just to set the next steps from here, I was about to say that we'll try and get you the document before the end of the week. But now that
Okay.
you mentioned that you'd be going for vacation next week, we'll try and get you the document by Thursday, and that way,
That's
if you
fine.
want to have another call, say later Thursday or even Friday, we could have that call, and then you could leave for vacations. When you get back, we could pick up from where we left off, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
All right.
like I said, if it's that kind of time frame, if you get it to me, this end of this week, and then we'll talk the week after I get back from vacation, that's fine too.
Sure. And have you already signed the NDA? Okay, you did. Okay,
Yeah,
perfect. So that's in place.
did
The
that
only
earlier.
other thing we might need from you, Ron, just so you know, just a heads up, we might send you a questionnaire sometime tomorrow latest if we have to, if our team asks for one. But otherwise, we should be good for now. So, just in case, we
That's
might
fine.
send you a questionnaire to fill out.
Oh
All right?
yeah, I'll check the other email towards the end of the day, towards the end of the day tomorrow, then see if it's there or not. If not, I'll check it first thing Wednesday morning.
You got it. Perfect then. So thank you for your
All right,
time,
sir.
Ron. Is there anything else that you wanted to pick my mind on before we let you go for the day?
Right now, no, I can't, I don't know what I don't know yet, so I
Well,
gotta take it a
understandable.
step at a time here.
Right.
Like I said, this is just a brainchild idea quick, and I'm not
We're
trying to
just
do it
getting
at the
started.
speed of lightning, but I do want to, I think it's a pursuit worth having.
Absolutely. And if
Put it
nothing
that way.
else, like I said, we'll try and walk you along the way, and I'm hopeful that we'll get to work together. But if nothing else, but if not, then we'll at least point you in the right direction. All right?
All right, appreciate it much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time, Ron. It was a pleasure speaking to you this evening, and I'll let you go for the rest. You have a good one, okay?
All right, pleasure. Enjoy.
All right, thank you. Cheers.
Thank you,
Bye.
Ron. Cheers.
All right, have a good night.
You as well. Bye now.
All right. Bye.